VO Radio for the voiceover community.
Call in and ask a contributor a question.
Here on VO Radio, the live shows every Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Whether a beginner or veteran voice talent,
there's something for everyone.
VO Radio, it's here for you.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're going to get right back in things here. We got the Audition Underground coming up. I want to thank everybody for listening today. We also thank our sponsors, VoiceOver Collective and Vorg, who've been in our corner since the very beginning, and we thank them very much for their trust and faith in us as a broadcast program. We want to also remind you about the new Tubies event coming up soon. The first VO Radio Tubies is going to happen on the 21st, I think. Don't hold me to that, but I think we're doing a Friday the 21st. You can check out the Tubi link on the website by going to where it says listeners and go down to where it says live Tubies, or go to where it says listen and click on where it says live Tubies, and you can find out more information about that. Basically, what it is short and sweet, is our new VO Radio Tubi, which is a live broadcast of our live channel on YouTube, and we're going to be holding a live broadcast. So you get to see our mugs in action and interact with us live on YouTube. So read up on that, and we got information coming out that real soon about that whole thing, as well as the next couple days. We're going to be telling our contributors and you as well as listener about that. So check that out. Let's go ahead and go into the Audition Underground. We're going to kick things started here in just a second.
Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
Okay, as promised, here's Miss Deb Moreau with launching us into the Audition Underground this week. Go ahead, Deb.
All right, guys, we have our Audition Underground. We are so excited. It's that 7-Eleven commercial, which is one of my favorites to critique because it's got so much realism in it. So today we have Clifford Williams. You're up next. Let's hear Clifford.
So it's 2:00 in the morning and you're starving. Nothing in the fridge and nothing in the cupboards. You don't even have a dog biscuit hanging around. You think about cooking. But then you remember the 3-alarm fire you started the last time you tried to use the stove. Well, check out 7-Eleven. There's got to be one near you. They have everything from burgers to tacos, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7-Eleven. Think of it as your own personal walk-in kitchen.
Okay, Deb, what do you think? What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, so great stuff. Thank you so much, Clifford, for submitting. So for me, I love the character in your voice. You have so much character in your voice. Oh my God, I love, it's very jowly. Like, you've got big cheeks. I think you're a bigger boy. You've got big cheeks. You just got some balls in your voice, which is really great. But you're not having very much fun. Like, so let's think of this. Are you drunk? Is that why you're talking about it? Did you come home drunk from a big party? Is it with the boys? There's a whole scene set up here in the 7-Eleven thing versus just telling us about it. And so even though you don't sound like you're reading, which is really great, that's a huge compliment for me, believe it or not, Clifford, you still have a sense of, it doesn't sound like you're thinking while you're speaking. Now, you're a slower reader. You have lots of patience. I like that about you. I like your patience. But at times, if it's all slow, it becomes a little draining. Just like anything, all one pace can be a little bit daunting. So I would suggest you work on faster paces and slower paces. With this one, I would love for you to have a little more fun with it, a little more humor for me. Just to, you know, to think about it last time, some sarcasm. I'm not hearing your history in the story. And so what we're listening for is, does this sound like he's really experiencing this? Does this sound like he's remembering something from a story? Is that what he's talking about? That fire alarm that you started last time you tried cooking, what happened? Did you burn your mom's house down? Did you burn your wife's house down? Did you hurt the dog? Like, did something happen last time that makes it funny or playful? Because that spot was written with humor in mind. And so a lot of us, if we don't get the audience laughing in that spot, we kind of miss the mark a little bit. So for me, just a little too paced, slow paced all over. Love the character in your voice. I want to hear more of that. I want to hear more of the playfulness of you, because that feels like a real guy talking, not an announcer who's announcing a spot.
Well said. Kind of like a backstory. What do you think, Dinah Brazel?
Well, a lot of the same things. Yes. Thank you, Deb, for that amazing analysis. I will say that your voice is so yummy. Oh, my God. Right? You know, so, so yummy. But on the technical side, the sound needs to be more spot on. I mean, can you go into your clothes closet, or can you put some soundproofing or sound dampening around you to do the recording? That would really help a lot. So pacing is one of the things I wrote down. Yeah, you probably need to pick up the pace a little bit more. This is a 30-second commercial. And then the next question is this a TV spot or a radio spot? Now, we're not telling you here in the script, but you need to choose one and then decide. So if it's a radio spot, then it's all you all the time with some sound effects. If it's a TV spot, then you have time to let it breathe. You see visuals. You need to choose one, and then that will inform what type of energy you're putting into it. Now, you have to figure that commercials, you're already in a conversation. That's the way you walk into it. Who are you talking to? And why are you talking to them? Is it the next day and you're hungover and you're saying, hey, look, so it's 2 o'clock in the morning and this happened to me. I mean, more humor, like Deb said. So who are you talking to? When are you talking to them? And why are you talking to them? So answer those questions and you'll find yourself in, in the world building atmosphere, where then you can really approach it with a lot of personality.
Really?
How about you, Anthony?
That's really good. I mean, those are great points. I don't know if I can really expand on those. I heard right away, what's the backstory? Like Deb was saying, why are you at the moment you're at? Like Diane was saying, what time of the day is it? Is it like Deb was saying, did you come in from partying? Did you come back from a sporting event? Are you hungover? Did you just wake up, got the munchies, 11 o'clock and saw your cupboards were bare, like the old cupboard thing? What's going on? And then ultimately, I look at that like, what's the backstory of the moment? Why are you at where you're at is the backstory, basically, of that moment in time. But I think there's definitely something to be said about, from a technical perspective. I know I emailed with you in the past on the last audition we did for you and offered to work with you. You can work with any of us here. First thing we want to address right away is, one, stop auditioning, period. If any of you out there listening and you heard the quality was missing and the microphone sound was missing, if you're recording on that rig, that environment, stop auditioning, because you're basically burning bridges. You're sending out auditions that are not going to help you. They're going to hurt you. And ultimately, you only have a certain amount of people that you burn bridges with. It's hard to get those bridges back up once you're out there. Your reputation will precede you, and they'll see your name, and they'll go, oh, that guy has terrible quality. Go to the next one and skip right over you. So you want to address, like Diane was saying, like Deb was saying, you want to address your technical part of it as well. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you get your mic dialed in, your sound dialed in, your quality leveled out. Your levels are up a little bit different. When I look at the WAV file here, ultimately, once you get that addressed, then work on all the other stuff that Deb and everybody was saying for your future region audition. So I think you definitely got something going on. There's something unique about you. I know Deb and Diana and myself would love to get our hands on you, so to say, because I think you're a diamond in the rough. Yeah, I think you're a diamond in the rough. I think you could, and like I said about, I think the last time it was the same guy. Last time I said, you're that sound right now. You're very modern today sound. And if you can work with somebody, any of us, work with somebody who help you dial in your sound and then dial in your voice, you got something going on, man. There's a unique X factor, the flavor. There's something in your voice. I can almost hear you doing massive national brands. I can definitely hear you doing like the Burger Kings and the McDonald's and the Arby's, and I can go down.
Also, video games.
Yeah, video games, especially big time video games.
Got strength and softness.
Yep.
That's a nice
combination. Man, there's so much gold in this. I hope you take this constructively. And anybody out there listening, if you missed part of this, definitely check it out when it's put up there on demand. This Audition Underground by Clifford Williams, because if you're just starting out, which I think Clifford probably is, you want to take advantage of all of these points yourself, starting with the microphone part and working forward from there. Absolutely. Any final comments, Deb or Diane, either one of you?
I just think that I think what everybody said was very valid, and I think you should keep in mind that you probably just need to learn how to act a bit more to showcase mm-hmm. your natural personality. I guarantee your family, your wife, your spouse, your friends see that when you laugh, it's going to light up a room, right, man. So probably. I would love to hear a little chuckle in there. So don't be afraid to do that. And there are coaches that say don't laugh. I get it, but if it's organic and real, man, they love it. That's so right. just learn to have more fun in your spots, I think.
Absolutely. Dinah, any last thoughts?
Let that personality shine. Have fun. You already don't have the job, so why not go
That's
for
right.
it?
That's nice, Dan. I like that one.
I like that. I don't have the job yet, so let's have fun. Really cool.